Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
There goes my heart. There goes the...
Am I on?
I know I'm on. It's a joke.
I don't know. It's a Friday. I had a tooth pulled out. I'm feeling mortal again. I feel like the sad clown today. You know, like the happy clown, the sad clown. Today I'm in the sad clown mood. I mean, we're living in a time, times that I've never seen in my lifetime. Here we have a president. We have a missing airplane. We have a new Cold War because of his incompetence and stupidity. We have the first lady off on another junket. We have a missing airplane with hundreds of people gone. Not one word out of the mouth of the compassionate Obama or Mrs. Obama. The great humanitarian Michelle Obama off on another junket. You hear? With the mother, no less, and the daughters. Not one word about the passengers. It's a time like I've never seen in my life. Am I on the air? Of course I am. This is the Savage Nation. And these are strange times to think that a plane could disappear. See, now, I'm not going to talk about where the plane is. I'm going to talk about the moral implications of an amoral president, an amoral presidency, and a completely incompetent administration. You know and I know that plane didn't disappear. You both, let me tell you, common sense would dictate they know where this plane is, which is why they're all dummying up. They know where the plane is, they know where the passengers are, and they're not telling you. That's what bothers me, that they could get away with this and nothing happens in this world. And I'm comparing it, by the way, to the Titanic. Do you understand why I'm doing it? Do you know that this missing flight is the Titanic event of your lifetime? The Titanic event of your lifetime is occurring right in front of your eyes. But because the geldings at in the news media didn't tell you that, so it didn't happen. Because the geldings at Pinchy Sulzberger's blog called the New York Times didn't write that it's comparable to the Titanic sinking, you don't know it's comparable. But it is comparable. It is comparable. But you know what's different? You know what's different in this case? Everything. Because with the fact of the matter is, with the Titanic, well, we knew it hit an iceberg. Some died. Some were rescued. There was debris. But it was an event that lives 100 years later. This is just the same type of event, only because of a supine and disappeared media and an incompetent administration, we're putting up with this. Putin, of course, got away with what he got away with because of the weakness and the incompetence of the entire Democrat socialist academic complex that he is competing with. There's no question in my mind that the sinking of the Titanic and the missing Malaysian plane have terrible, terrible overlays. This is the Titanic event of our generation. A big ship goes down, hundreds die, but the differences are overwhelming. Here we are in the age of total surveillance, yet the so-called world leaders don't know or won't tell us where the plane went missing, where the passengers might be, unheard of. The President of the United States, the most powerful nation on earth, goes golfing and then appears on an insignificant clown's television show and says nothing. The so-called First Lady runs off on another multi-million dollar junket with her children and her mother and does not even bother to address the families of the missing passengers. How's that for compassion? How is that for compassion? Again, we've fallen into the trap of an over-reliance on the infallibility of all of our technology, while simultaneously being forced into acceptance of total government surveillance. These idiots lose a jumbo jet, and none of these morons who spy on us can find it. More than 200 human souls on board, suffering. Think about their suffering. Men, women, children, babies, and machine all vanished, seemingly from the face of the earth, as if plucked out by some evil spirit. In a world that has been Google mapped, Skype, networked, interconnected, and put on the constant watch from one corner of the globe to the other, our so-called world leaders don't know or won't tell us where this missing plane may have gone. To make matters worse, the president of the most powerful nation on earth spends his time on ESPN and Univision and an internet show with a shameless, bearded, degenerate comedian touting the benefits of spending our hard-earned tax dollars on whatever government subsidy they can find, while the first lady runs off on yet another multi-million dollar junket while the press is being told to stay away and drop dead. You can't come. And no one bothers to address the families of the missing passengers, which includes several Americans. How's that for competence and compassion? And that's all I want to say today. It's Open Mic to Mike Friday. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Any topic is fair game. 855-400-7282. Let me entertain you with a soundbite from the war criminal, Madeleine Albright. I call her a war criminal, not in jest, because what she did when she was Secretary of State was considered a war crime by millions of Europeans. You've forgotten that because the very same media operatives are still running the show. She oversaw the bombing of every bridge over the Danube River and converting Serbia into a nation that it wasn't. The Serbians had not seen bombers over Belgrade since Hitler bombed them in 1941. Old Serbian men looked up at American planes that had been repainted with NATO markings as they bombed Belgrade, and they cried because they said the last time they saw bombers over Belgrade was when Hitler flew his Stuka bombers over the city in 1941. And here it was done by Bill Clinton, glorified by this hag, Madeleine Halfbright, and she got away with it. She went on to being a lobbyist for China. And so here she is now sticking her brisket into the situation with Putin. Listen to the brisket lady, Madeleine Albright, with the clock in clip one.
Well, I do think we need to be more vigilant. And those of us that have dealt with Putin know how he thinks. And he really is nostalgic and believes that he's some kind of a new czar.
And what are you, some kind of old hag? He's a new czar, and what are you, Madeleine? If we lived in a sane world, you'd be behind bars in The Hague for what you did. Here she is again stirring the pot, taking time out from lobbying for China in order to lecture us on what the situation really means, because we can't figure it out ourselves. Listen to clip two now.
We have a very short attention span. We have to see this as
sure
a long-term problem.
If we had a long attention span, you'd be in the slammer.
In the 90s to try to get Russia to be a part of the system. We did everything we possibly could. And I think that they now are in a process of isolating themselves. It is dangerous. This is a game changer.
Moron. Moron, only in America could a hag like this from Georgetown wind up as Secretary of State and still nasaling her way into every media outlet in America. Who is this hag? What does she know that I don't know? What does this old hag know that anyone with a brain doesn't know? This hag is telling us about Putin. Meanwhile, Putin is building up his Latin America presence, sending Navy ships and long-range bombers to the region for the first time in years. Russia's defense minister says the country, meaning Russia, is planning bases in Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. And just last week, Putin's national security team met to discuss increasing military ties in the region. Okay? It's been over three decades. Well, I can't even read the rest of the story. The Cold War has been restarted by this academic socialist administration. These totally outfoxed morons from the universities who are real good at scaring the American people, beating up the American people, busting out the American economy, these real dangerous academician leftists. Here they are, restarted the Cold War, and they get away with it. And any other time, they'd be impeached for this. There'd be an overthrow of the government. There would be an overthrow of the government through legal means if we lived in a sane democracy. This is a democracy. You have this clown, this skinny clown called Obama, going on a stupid television show to make jokes, and not one word about the fact that he was just slapped around by Putin, that all of his threats came to naught. What a world I'm living in. It's like an upside-down universe, and that's because we let this upside-down administration take control of our country. Now, look, I don't blame him entirely. If we had a vigorous, legitimate opposition party, this wouldn't be going on. But there is no opposition party. Boehner is a useless drunk. The Republican Party, by and large, doesn't exist. It ceased to exist quite a long time ago. How long have I called it the Democrats or the Republicrats? How long have I told you we've had an oligarchy? Since 1994, when I began in radio, I told you what it is. It's an oligarchy, a government of the, well, why do I have to spell it out for you? You can look it up yourself. If you'd like to talk about any of these topics, then you're in worse shape than I am, but the phone number is 855-407-2822. No, I had a tooth pulled out on Wednesday right after the show. I took the day off yesterday because naturally these things, you know, I'm not going to cry over them. Everyone has a tooth pulled. But you know what? It's a rear molar, and it was in my mouth for quite a few decades, and I miss it. I miss the baby. It'd been part of me since I was a few years old, and it was removed. I asked the dentist, can I have it and sell it on eBay? He laughed at me and threw it in the garbage can. I said, well, why can't I sell a rotten tooth on eBay? Think of the money I could give to charity. The tooth from one of those famous talkers in the world would probably bring 10 cents. How do I know what it could bring? Anyway, my friends, it's kind of a melancholy day for me. I don't know how to put it. I've never seen a country in such disrepair and disarray as I do this one. Never. Never. A nation to fall so fast because of this administration and there's no recourse. There's no chance to throw him out of office. There's no chance to call for an impeachment. You say, well, it can't happen. What do you mean by it can't happen? Do you know that just by bringing an impeachment hearing on Obama, it would stop him dead in his tracks with regard to the rest of his agenda? It would all be over. All of the fantasies of the academic drug addicts who are running this country would be stopped in their tracks. If we were to expose them for what they're doing to us and use the example of Crimea and then work our way back from there to everything else these academic clowns have done to us, we could stop their agenda. We could? Good luck. There's more democracy in Crimea than there is in America. WABC, Bill, welcome to the Savage Nation. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Great to hear you. Two things. One is I'm just outraged that there's no press allowed on this trip that Mrs. Obama.
Oh, the great First Lady, the compassionate First Lady, the First Lady who's above the law, the First Lady who we're not allowed to say one word about because she's a sacred cow. We can't say one word about her, $12,000 gowns, her parties with crack stars in the White House. I can't say one word about her. Why? She's above the law, above commentary, flying off on another junket with her mother and daughters at our expense. No journalists allowed.
It's like a cloak of secrecy. It's absurd and ridiculous.
I know. But what else did you call about?
And by the way, one more thing. I listen to you. I'm a jazz musician, so I listen to you. You remind me of three jazz musicians. Today you're coming out of the box like John Coltrane.
Okay, but which one, Naima? Which piece would this have been?
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. I don't know. Yeah, maybe Naima, maybe she's...
Yeah, it's funny. I do have...
Giant...
I play... No, that's a little too quiet for where I was at. No, it does start quiet.
And then...
Who else do I hit notes like?
Then at other times you have a sort of tenderness. And you have the tenderness of like a Bill Evans, you know, and you just kind of, you know, you riff very quietly and sensitively. And then at other times you come at topics like Thelonious Monk, very angular and kind of these crazy connections, but they all work, you know.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your ear. The fact of the matter is very few people understand that talk radio is actually music and that the way we deliver our sermons is akin to music. The first person who ever caught that in writing was the writer for The New Yorker, who had been a music critic for The New York Times for many years before he joined The New Yorker. And when he wrote the profile of me in The New Yorker, Kalefa Sena, he said he heard me as he used to listen to music. That was lost on most minds. You know that, Bill.
Yes, I do. But I totally get that. Yep.
I want to ask you something. Who was the great trumpet player? When I say jazz, trumpet. Who's the numero uno from that period of the great golden age?
Well, I mean, you got Miles Davis, right?
Bingo. How can you ever, ever compare that guy to anybody?
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling me. I'm in not in so much angry mood. I'm almost depressed. Now, maybe it's a result of the drugs and the alcohol that I took that day. Because I got to admit, you know, I know I shouldn't have, but the minute I left the dentist, I have a certain traditional ritual in my family, which I only do by myself because if my family knew, they'd probably stop me. But my tradition is that when I go to the dentist and he injects my gums and either pulls something or implants something, immediately thereafter I have a driver take me to the local bar and I drink a few vodkas through a straw. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 policy for just $18 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. 1-800-887-7372.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Do you have more frequent urges to urinate? If you're making more bathroom trips or waking up at night to urinate, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending free supplies of a best-selling prostate supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a naturally derived formula that helps reduce urges to urinate. You only pay shipping and handling. We only have a limited supply of free bottles, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula with an ingredient clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night, and help make bathroom trips faster. This free giveaway is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Super Beta Prostate free offer. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
Am I on? Is it live? I don't know. So we're into Dizzy Gillespie now, Nights in Tunisia. It creates a mood. Very hard to explain, right? You get the feeling when you listen to music. Music moves you like that. You got a feeling. You know what's missing today is the word soul. That's something that was very big in my day. You know, not a lot of the techies now grow beards, but they may as well get paste on beards from the 5 and 10 cent stores that still exist, the dollar stores. Because the beard is supposed to represent contact with something within you rather than just the paste-on beard to make you look cool. But in my day, when beards actually, I don't know, represented something other than a beard, we talked about soul. It has a meaning in music. It has a meaning in radio. It has a meaning in poetry. It has a meaning in virtually all aspects of your life. That's what's missing today. You know, when I was a youngster studying biology, I remember writing in my journal, all the other kids wanted to go on to medical school. That was the goal. It's fine. Some of them became probably great doctors. If they couldn't be a doctor, they became a dentist. If they couldn't be a dentist, they became a lawyer. If they couldn't be a lawyer, they became an accountant. If they couldn't be a CPA, they became a PA. If they couldn't be a PA, they became a P. If they couldn't be a P, they became an A, H. And then, of course, then they went into the media at that point. But in my day, soul was very much part of everyone's desire. Anyone who had a brain wanted to also show that they had soul. And you work at having a soul. You look at the eyes of people today, there's no light in their eyes. They may as well be husks.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. LifeLock reminds us, identity thieves know that virtually all the info they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Case in point, the Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. This is too big to fight alone. No one, not even law enforcement, can stop all identity theft. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, you need to arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code SAVAGE or call and mention SAVAGE to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate membership. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Owning and caring for a home comes with a lot of to-dos. Tune up the furnace, clean the gutters, remodel the kitchen. Whatever your home improvement need, Home Advisor can help you find a pro you can trust to get the job done right. Go to home.homeadvisor.com for instant access to top-rated pros in your area, including electricians, handymen, plumbers, whatever type of home pro you need. And Home Advisor is absolutely free to use. At Home Advisor, you don't have to search through a long list of pros. With just a few clicks, Home Advisor matches you with pros who provide the exact services you need. You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use the cost guide to find out what hundreds of other home projects cost in your area. And because Home Advisor knows it's important to find a pro you can trust in your home, they conduct background checks on their service professionals. It's just one of the reasons more than 25 million homeowners have used Home Advisor. Go to home.homeadvisor.com to find the right pro for your project. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
Is your well water staining your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample.
1-800-514-5679. Go, man, go. The streets are littered with them. Sitting outside the Trieste Cafe with their minds blown, blowing bubbles on St. Paddy's Day. Still walking around the streets blowing bubbles like it's 1962 on the campus of the University of California. And collecting, by the way, crazy checks. There are people in this city sitting in cafes collecting crazy checks, SDSI checks. They have never worked a day in their lives, but they're experts on politics. Meanwhile, they know about as much as world politics as Obama does, interestingly enough. Here is the leader of the so-called free world. A few days after Putin takes Crimea and he threatens him, the day his wife flies off to China, he goes on to some failed comedian show, and this is what he has to say in clip six. Listen to this.
I don't know if you know this, but I was aiming to break your record of retweets, and I apologize for doing it, but I broke your retweet record.
You hear this?
I heard about that. I thought it was a pretty cheap stunt myself,
yeah, right.
Getting a bunch of celebrities in the background.
That's the only thing I could,
You're feeding them pizza.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? Don't you feel good knowing you have such a president, such dignity and gravitas that he brings to the office, isn't it? I mean, it really gives you a sense of power and accomplishment where he builds upon all of the greatness of the past. All of the greatness, not only of the presidents who preceded him, some of whom were great men, But of all the men who accomplished things and the women who've accomplished things in this country over the centuries and even the past decades, to think that this is what the end line is, the last stop on the IRT, is Barack Obama talking about feeding pizza and tweeting with some goofball comedian on television. So, I don't know. It's a depressing time. Obama defends funny or die appearance. That was the old one when he went on with the bearded guy. Internet, Georgia, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead. You're on the program. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage. I want to try and cheer you up.
That's okay. I'm not really depressed. I'm just feeling miserable.
Okay, well, maybe this will help. A couple weeks ago, you did a reading with jazz in the background.
Yes.
I closed my eyes. I was transported back to a coffee house in the late 60s. I just enjoyed every second of it. I think
you know, a lot of people have noted that. They said to me, what was that? Who was this young man? His name is Sam Gendel, who played the sax while you read those poems from your radio show. And I said, well, he's a guy who's listened to me since he's a kid, and he pulls out phrases and words and phrases out of my show, and here's the essence of it. Where did you go to those coffee houses, Sam? Which city?
Well, it's just south of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess people in New York think that there were no coffee houses west of the Hudson, Sam. They know everything, don't they?
Well, they were everywhere if you knew how to find them.
I never forget once. I got to tell this story. 1964, '65, that era, I was working for a publishing company as a book salesman of some kind at a higher end, you know. And on one of the trips, we went to St. Louis. And at night, I always wanted to go out. I couldn't sit in one of those Holiday Inns. You know, the windows didn't open. I guess that was to prevent the suicides that would occur from the traveling salesman. In that sense, probably a good idea. But one of the local guys said, well, you got to come across the river with me to East St. Louis to the jazz clubs. I'll never forget that experience as long as I live. I mean, I heard music like I've never heard before or since that night, where the musicians would just come up with their broken down, cases holding their horns and open them up and start to play without any rehearsal. I couldn't believe what I was listening to. And it sticks with me to this day. You know, those clubs. I thank you very much for listening from the middle of America. 855-407-282. I want to read a link to Rich Lieberman, 415 Media. He wrote this, Savage Destroys Hannity. And he wrote an interesting little blog. He wrote, love him, hate him, revile at him. Savage is the best, highest paid radio host in the Bay Area. Michael Savage syndicated talkie that has destroyed his ghost rival, Sean Hannity, not only here, KSFO, but New York, King of the Apple. Chicago, Detroit, Dallas. It's not even close in the important radio demos that count, although some advertisers, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes into rumors about what I earn, which I'm not going to put on the air. It's irrelevant because very often they're wrong about those things. But it's a nice picture of me. I like the idea that he put the guy with the top hat next to me over the Golden Gate. But good graphics, Rich. Good job. I'm sure you'll be hated now all around San Francisco for daring to say the obvious about Michael Savage. The haters are out. So what do you want to talk about on the program today? I don't know what it is. Something's getting to me today. Something is really bothering me. The dog isn't with me. He's with the groomer. I don't know. It could be as simple as I drank wine last night, and I've had wine in 6 months. I hate wine. It's depressing. I think that's it. It's as simple as that. I mean, wine leaves me with a residual feeling of a horrendous hangover. I don't get it. I had 2 glasses of very expensive French wine. Now I have to give it away to somebody. I have to find somebody who'll take it from me. But I don't want to give away the cork that goes with it, that plastic cork. Then I have to go buy a new one. Well, you pump the oxygen. You know about those corks? You pump the air out, right? The oxygen out. It's supposed to last. It still tastes like it tastes bad. I mean, wine is never good the next day. I have an Italian friend who owns a restaurant. He said the best way to preserve wine that you don't finish is cork it and put it in the freezer. I don't know about you. I can't get into drinking frozen wine. You know, I haven't been able to figure that one out. What, do you melt it before you drink it? You put it on the stove? How do you take frozen wine and make it drinkable again? No, I'm going to stick to the tried and true vodka. It is nothing like it after dental work. You mix the dental medication with a straw, a couple of glasses of vodka on ice with a straw on the side of the mouth that wasn't tampered with by the dentist. Wow. And you're happy for a few hours. The problem is the next 2 days you wish you were dead. And here we are, the missing passengers. It's a very sad thing. What if it was you? What if it was you? That's what you have to think about. You know, you say, okay, it's not Obama's fault. You bash the guy. I agree with you. He's incompetent and a faker. But what does he have to do with the missing plane? Let me explain it to you. I'll make it as simple as I can. A leader, the leader of a nation, would at least give a talk and saying we're doing everything we can. We'll get to the bottom of it, I assure you. Don't be nervous. He tries to calm people down. But this man is so incompetent and so narcissistic that he only thinks about him. So all he thinks about is him. WJR, Detroit. Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Mike.
Yes, sir. First-time caller. I would just like to, a while back ago, you told a story about the time when your parents and you would go up to the Catskill Mountains, and you had such a wonderful time growing up there. Do you ever think about going back, or is it still there?
Mike, the answer is you can't go home again. I, years ago, drove through the areas that I had regaled as a boy and thought was paradise itself. And I drove back through it 20 years ago. It looked like it's so depressing. It was beyond belief. I mean, the mountains were still the same, but the old places that we had gone to were in disrepair. The swimming pools were filled up with weeds. You know what I'm saying? The little cottages that we called bungalows that the family stayed in, which I loved so much. Each little one-room bungalow to me was bigger than a 15-room house in Tiburon to me today, in terms of what it invoked in me. They looked like what they were, just squatter shacks. But you see, as a child, you see things differently than you do as a man. And sometimes it's best not to go back to childhood locations because they're never the same.
I understand. I remember you telling that story, and I was just like, what a simple way of living back in those days. You know, everything was pure. Everybody was simple. And now they were simple.
You see, the whole neighborhood would go up to these, quote, bungalow colonies together. It's an interesting story comparing families then today, and I don't know if it exists in ethnic communities today. It may or may not. But let's say we live in an apartment block, and there were like 25, 30 families that loosely knew each other. Well, maybe 10 or 15 of these families would all go up to the very same bungalow colony together, each one renting a separate cottage. And each cottage, of course, had its own facilities, kitchen and bathroom, etc. Maybe one room, two rooms at most. The kids would stay there. The fathers would go to work during the week in the city, and the mothers would be up there all week with the kids. And to us, it was pure paradise. I mean, we'd shoot rifles in the woods, which was unbelievable to me. Being a city kid, the first time you hear a .22 fired into a valley is something you never forget, the report of a rifle. Fishing. It's funny, I was thinking about fishing just last night, what a simple pleasure fishing was when I was a little boy. And the hiking up the mountains, I mean, it was better than my years afterwards hiking in the Fiji Islands in terms of the adventure of just hiking up a mountain. You know, the mountains were only 1,300 feet in total altitude. But these things stick with you. And the kids, the beauty of it was each bungalow was a little family home in that sense. And as a kid, you could go into any one of those bungalows without knocking on the door. Just open the door and say, hey, hi. And whoever's mother was there would treat you like a son. And you were a member of the family. Was it like one gigantic extended family? And I don't know if that exists anymore, but this is the world that I grew up in. You can understand why there's a sort of disassociation between me and my times. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Michael Savage, I know. Those days are over with. I'm 51 years old, and I can remember those days. But you know what? Those days are long gone. But anyway, sir, thank you for taking my call, and I really enjoy your show.
Thank you. Well, no, look, I do nostalgia. I'll do the news. I'll do dogs. I'll do cars. You know, now I'm thinking of getting a new car. Here's another thing. You want to talk about cars? I can't let go of my old car. I don't want to sell it now. I took it to the dealer. It's like trading in a child after 6 years. I don't want to sell it. I looked at a new one. I said, what am I getting a new one for? First of all, it looks just like the old one. Number two, mine looks better and sounds better. Why should I trade it? So I immediately drove it home and said, no, I'm not trying. You know, I bought it new in 09, right? Now it's like 14. Why must I get a new car? It's an 08 or an 09. I don't remember which. The time flies. I keep my cars like new. So I don't know. I may not even sell the car. Now, no doubt the engine will blow up tomorrow, but that's not why I was going to trade it. That's the way it works, right? Your instincts are working. Like, all right, trade the car. And then you don't. You say you like it. And then 2 weeks later, the engine explodes. So you live with it. That's all. No, it's like letting go of things. I have a lot of trouble letting go of things. I'm like a holder. I hold on to photographs and manuscripts. I need an archivist in my life. Do you know that I have manuscripts going back to 1966, journals, manuscripts, stories, poetry, thoughts, musings, drawings. I don't know what to do with them. I think I need to hire an official archivist who can come in and rescue this before it's too late, because it's in five different houses and two storage bins. I don't know what to do with it, though. You know, the thing is there's a special element to it that I don't think is the same as a used car. Because I want to go back to something, since we're going into the nostalgia thing. I hope I'm not alienating you. Maybe you want to hear about Democrat, Republican, or this or that. I got to tell you something. I have a friend that listens to the show, and he says to me, he's a wonderful man, an ex-military man. He said to me, the story I like the best that you ever told was about the barrels filled with the memorabilia of people who were dead in your father's basement. I said, what do you mean? He said, don't you remember telling the story that when you're in your dad's basement cleaning those bronzes with cyanide, how bored you would get, and you would go over to these large, empty wine barrels that the men used for storage down in that basement, and they would put in these barrels all the refuse from the things they bought that they couldn't sell, which you found to be more valuable as a child. And those were, in other words, they would go and buy things at let's say, Subway auctions. They'd buy suitcases left that were found in the subway. In those days, they had auctions of, lost goods. And they were unopened suitcases and steamer trunks. They never opened them because the guys would never buy them if the locks had been broken. What's the point? That would have meant the good stuff was taken, right? So they buy them like for $4 a trunk, whatever's a better trunk. They pay $5. And then they would take a chance, like at the lottery. They'd go through it. And they would look for a little gold or a little silver or a watch that was in there and hope to make some profit. That's the way they did it. Well, in those suitcases, invariably, were life stories that meant nothing to the merchants of my father's market because they were poor men who had to make a buck. They weren't going to sell a musical manuscript, a composition that some guy wrote. They weren't going to sell his black and white photos. They weren't going to sell his writings. So they threw him in a barrel. So I would get bored. I'm 8 years old, 9 years old. I'd start rifling through these barrels, and I would put down my toothbrush where I was cleaning the statue, and I'd see pictures of a young man waving like, a hero leaving the west side of Manhattan on a passenger ship to Europe. He was going to do the great trip to Europe, and he was going to be, let's say, a great composer or a great painter or a great this. And you'd see him waving at the pier. That's the first set of pictures. There he is in all his glory. Then, you see if you rifle through more and you go to the little more. There he is looking a little more downtrodden, let's say, in Paris, London, or Rome. Then finally, in the end, he looked like a bum somewhere, and at the end, there's no record at all. But in the barrel would be the manuscripts, the stories, the letters. And I wanted to hold on to all of them. I wanted to, like, rescue them. And I hear my father's voice, Michael, what are you doing down there? Get back to work. And get back to work I would. I'd pick up the oar, and I'd pull a slave ship. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Hello, people. Ty Bollinger here, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. There is a drug-resistant superbug, Perfect Storm, that's on a collision course with mankind. Infections that were previously treatable are returning with a vengeance. The rise of the superbugs is here, much to our chagrin. This fact, associated with the end of the age of antibiotic drugs, is rapidly approaching. Drugs are quickly becoming increasingly irrelevant as bacteria and microorganisms have learned to evolve and outsmart these drugs. But there is a solution. I've seen it firsthand. You must obtain Carnivora, that's Carnivora.com. Used successfully by a U.S. president in 1985. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. I'm urging you to try Carnivora. You must protect yourself and your loved ones now. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY today.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, options and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
My Golden Retriever Sundance is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Stanley will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is about as nonpartisan president as I've ever served with under, and I think that
again sucking a candy
record of wanting to be cooperative. But you know what
again.
The Republicans say back? Nothing is our agenda that we want to work with you on, and never is our timetable. That's really basically what we have seen from them. So it's a two-way street.
I'm shocked. The woman talks with a hard candy in her mouth, sucking on it, and has the nerve to proclaim that Obama is the most nonpartisan president she's ever worked with. You know, I don't know. Does it get any better than this to be in talk radio right now? I mean, it really doesn't get any better. Unfortunately, the better it is for talk radio, the worse it is for America. It seems to be an inverse proportionate thing. The worse it is for America, the better it is for the radio business. How do you like that? I mean, I'd rather see me go out of business because finally America's in the right hands, run by the right people. There'd be no need for me to be in power anymore. Here's what's going on. While your leader, he's not my president, by the way, he's your president. While your president, Obama, is joking around on some moronic television show and the first lady's ripping off the taxpayer with another one of her junkets to nowhere, new Ukraine province in play as ethnic Russians push new secession referendum. Because the province just north of Crimea is largely Russian-speaking. It is known as Kherson. If I'm mispronouncing it, pardon me. I'm not familiar with the Balkans. But the huge Russian-speaking population wants a vote to secede from Ukraine. And if this goes against Kiev, as did last Sunday's referendum, I guess the next thing is Obama will have to go with Sean Penn to Venezuela to put on an act down there and see if he can play a guitar while Sean Penn plays the harmonica. Because that's all that'd be left for him. Would be a road show with Sean Penn visiting a South American banana republic.
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Eddie, my love, I love you so far.
It is The Savage Nation. So the First Lady's having a good time in China while the President is invisible. And in China, here is what they are reporting. The official news agency wrote this in China. When briefing the media about Michelle's trip, the U.S. side said the First Lady is to steer clear of politics, human rights, trade disputes, and other bilateral differences, issues better handled via official diplomacy, the official Xinhua news agency wrote in a commentary Thursday. And so she's wearing a nice, casual black set of trousers, a vest, and playing table tennis in China at your expense. Now, if she's not conducting any diplomacy per se, and if she's not doing any state business per se, then why in the world, you moron, are you paying for an $8,400 a night hotel suite? That's just for her. Chinese social network users widely circulated a China National Radio report on the lavish 52,000 yuan a night, $8,400 a night hotel suite, where Mrs. Obama, the two girls, and the mother were staying. According to the hotel website, the suite is 3,440 square feet, includes a kitchen, bar, sauna, jacuzzi, dining table for six, and a treadmill. Now, that doesn't include her 70-some-odd staff, nor her Secret Service. This is the country you're living in? The Romanovs never had it so good. The Romanovs never had it so good, and she's... frankly, it's shocking to me. Later at the Forbidden City, they saw a number of sites not open to the general public, including the Hall of Earthly Tranquility, which used to house the emperor's concubines. Well, that's an important visit right there. Now, if it was Bill Clinton, I could see it. If it was Hillary Clinton visiting, I could see her going to see the Hall of Earthly Tranquility. But in the case of Hillary Clinton, I would say the White House had become the Hall of Earthly Tranquility, and there would be no need to travel. In the sense, you might have saved about $10 million. Because, I don't have to finish that. It's a bad joke. First Lady Michelle Obama plays table tennis during a visit to the Beijing Normal School. Well, shall I ask you how you feel about it and how you feel about it? It's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's nauseating that she's not talking about human rights and not allowing press to travel with her. And the geldings in the media don't say a word about it. All right, let's go to some other stories. $4.5 million paid to an Oakland protester. That's right. Some bum who was in a protest here in the Bay Area a couple of years back against the war, October 20, 2011, was shot with a beanbag by a cop, and they paid him $4.5 million for being shot by a beanbag. Well, that's good. He was a member of Occupy, the Occupy movement. So here's what I'd suggest. I would tell the police, don't even report for duty on the days these vermin want to riot in Oakland or in San Francisco, and let them trash the city. And let the lawyers go out there and let the lawyers see if they can stop these animals, because the police shouldn't do it. If I were cops, I would have a sick out the next time there's an Occupy protest in the city. I wouldn't even go to work. $4.5 million. $4.5 million settlement for Oakland protesters shot by a beanbag. Can you believe this? All right, well, it's time for the real estate section, so I can just mock the real estate in the San Francisco Bay Area and the prices that they get, because this is beyond belief. I'll read you some of the idiotic, illiterate writing of the realtors. The Piedmont home is available for $2.595 million. So now let's go into the actual rooms of this decrepit junk house. Here it is. The kitchen features a vaulted, beamed ceiling and divided light windows. They take this in real estate here. The garden includes shade trees, a gentle slope, and shrubs. That's very inviting. The backyard of this $2.5 million house here in the Bay Area, it looks like a place where you'd bury dead cats or dead dogs and put up tiny little crosses or markers. It's horrible. There's no sunlight, nothing. It's about 40 feet deep, and it's kind of the kind of shrubbery that drops leaves year round. A nightmarish mess. The garden, okay, I read that one. Now, here's another topper. I want you to see the real estate writing here in the Bay Area. The kitchen features I read that one already. Okay. Eat-in kitchen opens to patio. What was this written by someone from another country? Eat-in kitchen opens to patio. Where'd they get this person from, Shanghai? Okay, next one. This one at least has the word the preceding the word kitchen. The kitchen opens to the family room and is partially illuminated by a chandelier. Wow, they went to Lights Plus and they spent $69 on this one. The kitchen opens to the family room and is partially illuminated by a chandelier. That's really high class. The kitchen includes multiple chandeliers, the same $69 model, by the way. And get this, stainless steel appliances, boys and girls. And guess what? The latest thing, a center island. Wow. That is so way over the top, a center island. Wait, here's another. The living room of the Piedmont home sits off the foyer and offers direct access to the front yard. Okay, and another exciting room. Here's another one coming up. The formal dining room can easily accommodate large gatherings and opens to the patio. It's a six-chair job. That's the large gathering. A six-chair dining room where each chair bangs into the other person's knees. But this is a bargain at only 2.5 nights. Like a chicken coop that needs a knockdown job. Ugh, now the toilet. I don't want to even look at this. A tile shower, built-in storage. Whoa, that's exciting. And crown moldings complete this bathroom. And there's the bowl again I have to look at. Why can't they screen out the toilet bowl from real estate pictures? I don't know about you. I can't look at it. There's something about it. I just can't look. I have a thing. I don't want to see anyone else's toilet bowl. The worst thing when you're looking at a house is when you see, this is it. This is the killer. Let's say you're showing a house. You know to clean it out and not be in it. I knew a couple trying to sell their house for 5 years. They couldn't sell it. Not only were they in it, but they had live-in family upstairs on the third floor with a child and toys and bicycles and gym equipment and computer. You can't buy a house like that. But the worst thing you can do, even if you clean the house out, is you leave a sad old man's bathrobe on the back of a bathroom door. That looks like an old age home thing. You can't buy a house. You see a guy's sad bathrobe. I don't know what it is. There's something about like pajamas in a bathrobe on a door in the house you're thinking of buying. That's the end of the road. You don't want to buy that house. This is like as bad as anything, right? Oh, I don't want to talk about Putin. I don't want to talk about Mrs. Obama. You know what I feel about it. I just feel she should be charged for the trip. I think the people should just declare that she paid for it. That's all. Just lay a bill on their doorstep and say, you know what? You're going to make good money after you're out of office on your books and your consulting, you know, with another Chicago hospital racket. You know what? You owe us $12 million for this trip, and that's the end of it. Once, somebody ought to put a bill on their doorstep and let them know that we're sick and tired of it. That's all. Why do you think she's hiding the press? What do you think Mrs. Obama is hiding that she doesn't want any press on this trip? Let's go to KSFO, San Francisco. Bruce, welcome. Go on. Go, Bruce. Go, Bruce.
Hello, Michael. Sorry to hear about your tooth, but what I'm thinking about why they don't want to have press in China is probably all the delicious Chinese food that the ladies would be indulging in. So,
oh, you mean she tells you to eat healthy, and she's knocking down the heavy food?
Yeah, it seems.
That would be one thing. I wish it was that benign. I mean, I know she's going to ask for the heaviest dishes. She says she has a weakness for French fries, by her own admission. Every time they have a state dinner, they have a side menu for her. They have one menu for the press, and then they have a side menu for Michelle and a few close friends. You know, Mrs. Robinson isn't eating that healthy food. That you know for sure. She's not feasting on Oregon salmon and Chardonnay. All right, thanks for the call. I don't know. What should I say? What do you think about Michelle? You want to talk about that? Mike on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Good afternoon, Doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's on your mind?
I was empathizing also with your dental work, and you're feeling a melancholy. I thought maybe you might recharge by jumping in the Jag and taking a ride up the coast, because I know it really stirs the soul when you're with something.
I'll tell you, the ride from San Francisco down to Santa Cruz is pretty amazing on Highway 1, but the thing is this. It's a 1970 XK. The thing is gorgeous. It has independent rear suspension. You know, the XK was the first car, I think, with independent rear suspension that I know of. That thing feels like no other car I own. The suspension in the rear, because you're sitting really almost right over the rear axle, it feels like you're in a baby carriage in that car. It's a beautiful car. I wouldn't take it that far, though. That's the problem, Steve, Mike. I don't know whether to trust it. You know, they're finicky. The car is older than most of my listeners.
How's
it? Huh?
That car has a soul. And
oh, that one's amazing. There's not a chip in it. I mean, this thing has a 4.2 liter straight six Jag engine, and the exhaust notes on it are beautiful. Nice car. You know, I had one good moment in it about 4 weeks ago. I drove it on a hot day on a Saturday with the top down. I immediately got I wound up in the emergency room Monday night from like a neck thing. No, I was joking. I played the Beach Boys. I was driving it around on the weekend. I was feeling high on the car alone. No, nothing. Not so much as a beer. I felt fabulous playing the Beach Boys driving with the top down. All of a sudden, Monday night, I wound up in the emergency room with some kind of infection in the right side of my face. I went right back to Wilhelm with the closed windows. Nothing like Sherman Engineering, I got to tell you. In terms of beauty, let me tell you something about Ferraris. In Italy, the Italians who buy them don't even drive them. They put them in large barns and surrounded by bench seating, and they go in the barns and they smoke cigars and drink wine and look at the car. They're smart enough not to drive it. No, that's a nice car, too. So we're in March Madness. What is March Madness? Does anyone know what that is? I don't know what that is. Can someone clue me on what March Madness is? I'm not up on the goons with tattoos on their necks. What exactly is it? Oh, that's really important. Oh. Well, I'll have to wait for the president to give me a report on that, because it's something I'm not very much, you know, knowledgeable about. March Madness. I don't know anything about it. I'm sure it's important to some people. I don't pay much attention to it. What with the Cold War being restarted by Obama, with a plane missing, with the First Lady blowing another $20 million on a trip that no one knows why she's there. Mercer's late rally stuns Duke. Panthers signs C.B. Kaysen. JGR aiming for 10 straight nationwide. I have no idea why this has any... I don't understand how a grown... okay, I'll let it go with that. To each his own. Let me put it to you that way. Everyone has different likes and dislikes. That's all. To me, I don't care about the hats on backwards crowd, what they're interested in. And notice how the media has dropped the missing plane. Do you notice this? Not a word about it. Why? Because Obama can't control it. Not one word about the Crimea situation anymore. That's over with. Because Obama failed on that as well. Instead, he goes on to the comedian show again. Missouri man who considered Twilight Theater shooting gets 15 years. I don't know that story. Infographic. How many hashtags are too many? I don't know what a hashtag is. Stocks head for solid weekly gains. I invested in two stocks about a month ago. Thank God they're up. It'll crash one day, but I'm not into the stock market. I picked two. I can't tell you because it would be illegal, I think. But I did a lot of investigation. I decided on something. A little related to LNG, but I can't. Navy's Blue Angels returned to the skies at Lancaster Air Show today. Really? I thought that Obama grounded them. Oh, he's letting them fly again? He's only jealous of them. That's the only reason he grounded them. It's the only reason he grounded the Blue Angels. He's not as good as them because they're actually real. They don't fake it with the... Okay, you get the picture. The Navy's famed Blue Angel, the headline after the inaugural Los Angeles County Air Show kicks off Friday. I was wondering if they were back because I've been hearing them fly over the Bay Area, the sonic booms, which I missed, frankly. I only wish they'd use them on our enemies instead of just showing off. That's the one thing I don't understand. It's great we have the Blue Angels, a great aerial flying, but how about using them on our enemies somewhere once in a while instead of just doing an air show for children? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. You know, when it comes to protecting savings and retirement funds, today we can all take a lesson from old Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock always found the truth to be elementary, dear Watson. Well, guess what? Gold and silver coins are the most elementary and trustworthy form of money on Earth. You need proof? Just check any periodic table of the elements and gold prices. Thanks to President Ronald Reagan, since 1986, the government has allowed U.S. gold and silver coins into tax-deferred retirement plans. This is perhaps the best offer you'll ever get from Uncle Sam in this life. Time. Simply convert your IRA or other plan into a Swiss America Precious Metals IRA, and Eureka, you're covered. But don't delay. April 15th is approaching fast, and precious metal prices are moving. Call Swiss America, my best friends, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Yes, a precious metals IRA is elementary, my dear Watson. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN.
Is your well water staining your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here. HydroCare.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier.
dryer for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-514-5679.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, Barton Publishing has created a free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 33BloodSugar.com. People who have followed this plan at 33BloodSugar.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 33BloodSugar.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 33BloodSugar.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 33BloodSugar.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 33BloodSugar.com. Watch for free at 33BloodSugar.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications at 33BloodSugar.com.
It is 25 minutes after the hour, so what I'll do for you in the next few minutes is this. I'm working on two books at the same time. I have been for over a year. One is the Civil War book, or Borders, Language, Culture. Don't know what the title will be. The other one is a new novel in a Jack Hatfield series, which I can't tell you much about it, but I'm going to read you a paragraph to show you a flavor of what it is. If you've read Abuse of Power or A Time for War, I think you're going to love this third one. Here it is. Page 164, the upper echelons of the United States military, from the president down through the entire general staff, had forgotten their collective duty. They had grown soft and indecisive in their misguided desire for peace at any cost, satisfied to let the tide of Islam slowly envelop the world. How many Middle Eastern governments would have to fall to Muslim extremists before America's leaders woke up and realized the folly of their peaceful ambitions? First, the Egyptian government had been overthrown and taken over by Hamas. Then Gaddafi was deposed with the help of American air support, only to see al-Qaeda move in and set up house. And now it looked as though Syria would be the next to fall. Ashlock believed that something bold and decisive had to be done to cauterize the growing malignancy of Islam. And since no one in the upper echelons of any Western government possessed the resolve to take this decisive action, it appeared that he would have to do it for them. I can't read any more without, you know, doing a spoiler. It would spoil the entire plot of the novel. And I believe me, this is going to be as good as Tom Clancy, if not better. It'll be probably my last in the series because I'm through writing. I'm not in the writing. It's too much work. I've never seen anything like it. These are the two hardest books I've ever written in my life. They're exhausting me. I'm not complaining. I'm saying it's what I do for a living, but I don't want to do it anymore. You know, 30 books is enough for anyone. And after this, it's going to be The White Hat and the Obscurity of Somewhere in the World. That's the end of it. I just want to walk my dog and be left alone. I don't even want to read the newspaper. I'm serious. How many years can I do talk radio without having an effect? Everything I have believed in has gone up in smoke. I wake up every day and looking at what Obama and his academic socialists have done to this world, let alone America, I feel like the Frenchman, the famous picture of the Frenchman, after the Nazis took over Paris. Remember that famous picture of the Frenchman with tears in his eyes next to the Arc de Triomphe as the Nazis marched through the arch? I feel as though my country's been taken over and occupied by a foreign power. Because let me tell you something, even a foreign power couldn't have done as much damage as quickly as this group of academic socialists have done.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, ugh, are you suffering from itchy skin? Ugh, it's worse than ever this winter. Hey, look, whatever your reason for itchy, uncomfortable skin, I'm sure you're like me. You use the same old products each year. You put on the oil, you don't get relief. It's terrible. The itch you can't seem to scratch. Forget about it. Look, I want to challenge you to try something new. Tricom. It's not like the same old itch products in your medicine cabinet. Dermatologists recommended Tricom relieves winter skin in minutes. It really works. So you're not scratching your skin all day. And Tricom is backed by the itch-free guarantee. Listen to this. If Tricom does not stop your itch, mail them the empty tube and they'll send you a full refund. You don't see those big companies doing anything like that, do you? When your skin is itching, when you're miserable and uncomfortable in your own skin, you want immediate relief that lasts. You can't shed your skin, so get Tricom right now. Tricom comes in a blue and white box in the first aid aisle at CVS, Walgreens, and other fine retailers. Pick up Tricom today.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free. and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Is Rock and Roll Friday on the Savage Nation. It's 33 minutes after the hour across the world, except in the White House, where there is no time. It's a timeless situation there in the White House. It's like the Beach Boys. They have fun every day, 24-7. It's fun, 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 fun. So I'm going to have a little fun on the Savage Nation right now. I'm going to read from my paperback version of A Time for War. You know, I never read from my books. A Time for War by Michael Savage, New York Times best-selling author of Abuse of Power. Kirkus Review says, who says radio hosts are all talk? In Savage's cool-tempered thriller, hero Jack Hatfield saves the nation. Time for War. So let me read you a page or two. This is the scene in the middle of the book where he meets the arch enemy, the villain, the industrialist, who's a very evil man. His name is Hawk, and he's on Hawk's yacht. And they go back and forth, and he says to him, except for one thing, Jack said, he didn't answer my question about what kind of technology you were selling to China. Did you expect him to? What is your security level, Jack? The word of a journalist is the only security level he needs, Jack said. That's why the public never heard about D-Day before June 6th. And Joe Voter did not know about JFK's back pain or mistresses. Ideals again, Hawk said. They always come back just like spring, Jack said. Why do you hate them so much? Because they lack any connection with reality. Any use in an evolving society. They are the ultimate form of narcissism. Not this. With a sweep of his hand, Jack moved from the flexible display to the boat. Everything in your colors, black and white. Everything with your zigzag line cutting through it, your predatory bird logo on every employee. Hawk says, you must learn the difference between vanity and uniformity. I don't announce to the world as you do that my ideals are correct. These trappings, and that's all they are, accessories to a life, are proof that my judgment is correct. I understand what people need, from ordinary citizens to government leaders. And when they succumb, you brand them, Jack said. You're wrong, Hawk said. It's a partnership. So your employees keep telling me. Each of them stamped from your mold, articulating your dogma, surrendering self for comfort and access. You make comfort sound like a dirty word. Not at all, Jack said. I happen to love it myself, though I wouldn't trade my bike for your tinted windows limo. I'd miss too much of the world. You have it before you right here, he pointed to the display. Data, not experience, said Jack. That depends on the kind of experience one wishes to have, Hawk said. Does a woman want the pain of childbirth or the child itself? Does a man want the pain of dentistry or radiant smile? When you ride your bicycle, can you play the piano? Can you paint, read, drive an SLR McLaren? Everything in life is a trade-off, Mr. Hatfield. Not freedom, Jack replied. Yes, freedom, Hawk said. You are not free to rape or burn down a house of worship. That's where ideals come in, Jack said. Without them, a Bill of Rights or a church, for example, nations crumble. A moral anchor, Hawk said dismissively, something other than an iron will to unify people. To you, it's one or the other. Isn't it, Jack said? That's one reason the Soviet Union didn't make it. Uganda under Amin, Iraq, suppression and corruption are no substitute for a code of honor. You have a high school student's view of the world, Hawk said. Now listen to where I went here, and remember when this was written. Have you actually spent time in Russia, in Chechnya, in the other republics? I have. The Soviet Union failed before it began because the Tsar, the leader, the masses despised, was executed and thrown down a mineshaft. Civilizations don't rally around morality. They rally around hate. Did the Confederacy rally around slavery because it was moral? No. They were united in their strong universal dislike of being ordered to change their way of life, to make the needs of the state subservient to the whims of the nation. Despite being better financed, better armed, and with more men, the North took four bloody years to subjugate the rebels. When was this country more unified than after Pearl Harbor and 9/11? Joseph Conrad argued that what truly changes the world for the better are acts of ferocious imbecility. Who can argue that humankind's response to that has always been shoulder-to-shoulder unification? Look at the Crusades. To this day, many Muslims condemn them. When President George W. Bush dared to say on September 16, 2001, when our nation was still bleeding, quote, "This crusade, this war on terrorism is going to take a while," he was widely criticized for using that word. Yet what made his words necessary? What caused the original crusades? In the 11th century, as in 2001, it was an act of vicious aggression by radical Muslims. In that instance, cutting off access to Jerusalem. Hate, Mr. Hatfield. Hate unifies. Hate inspires. Hate of poverty, of degradation, of endless difficult choices. That, Mr. Hatfield, is a third option. I'm reading from A Time for War by Michael Savage. Shall I go on? I'll go on. Jack saw where this was going, and it frightened him. He imagined Hitler and his war against the Jews turned loose in some way he had yet to figure out. But a good journalist never lets opinion or ego get between himself and information. He lets his subject think he is the smarter of the two. That keeps him talking, explaining. At the risk of being sent to detention, Jack smiled, how does that have anything to do with why I'm here? Well, you told an associate that you believe my technology was being used to murder Americans, Hawk said. Is that accurate? I did. May I have your evidence? If you need to use a computer to open a file or database, the touchpad on the screen before you is linked to my corporate system through the Hawkbee satellite. You can even open any number of ONI files if you need them, though I would have to give you my password. Jack did not react to Hawk's latest demonstration of access. He looked down. He typed a few commands into the touchpad. It was impressive. I don't need a computer, he said, just an answer. And if necessary, an explanation. Something else a good journalist did was to never become the interviewee. Hawk laughed again, this time with a little less enthusiasm. I really watched your program when you had one, Jack, but I see why it was successful. You believe that pushing and bullying is the way to get information. It saves time. Is that how you seduce your women as well? Jack was not intimidated. You wouldn't believe the lures I throw at women. Like a fly fisher, Hawk smiled. More like that than you would imagine, Jack said. Seduction is not my style, Mr. Hawk. Women are pretty smart. Either they click with you or they don't. You're pretty smart. Either you answer my questions or you don't. If I don't, Hawk said, what then? The main part of my business here is through. The main part, Hawk said? I'm pretty sure that someone with your proprietary technology is up to no good, Jack said, but I'll find that out on my own. And then he goes on, and there's more to it. Hawk had survived too many boardroom battles and congressional committees to be thrown by a sideshow setback. What seemed to wound him, and Jack had followed his eyes carefully as they went from Jack to the flexible display, then back, was the realization that his own device had just been used against him. What is your other business with me? Hawk asked. His voice was unworried, but his expression was slightly guarded. His eyes were wary. You're guilty of something, Jack said. You've told me that by your lack of curiosity about what I suspect, what I may know, an innocent man would have asked. You think too highly of yourself, Hawk said. You're a conspiracy theorist, nothing more. You lucked out once with the hand of Allah, and you're desperately trying to do so again on my back. Do you have anything else you want to share? Jack asked. Just this. The veneer of graciousness vanished, like harsh sunlight breaking through mist. I flew you down here to sit across the table from the man who called me a mafioso, a level of attack that even heads of state have never dared. They're afraid of you, Jack said. I'm not. They're wise, Hawk replied. You're not. I wanted to tell you face to face that the sound of Jack Hatfield's voice no longer matters. Who has come running to the hero of Golden Gate? Where are the offers? Where is the new Jack Hatfield show? You were always a fringe voice, but now you're a discredited one as well. A freak who chased down a radical freak, nothing more. Hawk tapped his glasses, paused, and smiled. You and Miss Dover Griffith, a man on the way down leading a girl who has lost her way. I'm informed that you sent a bully as your proxy, a rogue coyote. He attacked two security men who were merely escorting the young lady from a dangerous situation. That is your contribution to society, verbal and physical thuggery. That is your flexible display screen, your contribution to the world. Fortunately, your wife left you. There was no one to hear you anymore except a poodle, a mercenary, a pizza maker, an aging hippie, and now a frustrated journalist. You come here and piss on my people? You and your circle are pathetic. Are Americans pathetic, Mr. Hawk? Are the Chinese better than us? The Chinese again, Hawk said. You're like a journalistic abattoir, you know that? You examine every part of the animal over and over to make sure it is used for something. I already told you, my activities are at a level of security. I didn't ask about your activities, Jack interrupted. I asked about the Chinese. You'll have to be more specific, Hawk said, amused and apparently intrigued. They are no more monolithic than Americans. Oh, really? What do the leaders want? Personally, globally, domestically? Dealer's choice, Jack replied. Hawk thought for a moment. There are two kinds of Chinese leaders. Egalitarian, those who believe in the Maoist ideals of widespread equality and work tirelessly to achieve it. And the elite aristocratic Chinese, those who believe in equality, but also that their nation is more equal than others. They detest what they perceive as American arrogance. This is on page 250 from A Time for War and paperback. Shall I go on? Yes, I'll go on. I'm enjoying it. You never knew I could write so well, because you think you're starting to believe what you read about me, but what you don't know is you should read me to know what you should think about me. You mean the fact that we're proud, too? The fact that we beat them and practically everyone else on the planet to every important scientific and cultural step forward? He says, the Chinese had gunpowder, what they called fire medicine, in the 9th century, when North America had more buffalo than Homo sapiens. Yeah, but since then, since the Europeans came over and created a new breed of can-do people, Hawk smiled there. You see, American arrogance, jingoism. We didn't create Beethoven's 9th Symphony, the Sistine Chapel ceiling, the Parthenon. No, but they only would have been heard by Aryan ears without us, Jack pointed out. That victory is aging like Chinese gunpowder, Hawk said. No, it's part of an ongoing series, Jack said. We drove, we flew, we telephoned, we split the atom, we went to the moon, we invented PCs and wired the world. Even you, there was a time when you were about the thrill of discovery. Americans may not have invented the idea of crossing new frontiers, but we made it our own. The Chinese have followed in our shadow. They're not angry at us, they're ashamed. Well, you seem to know all there is to know about the Chinese, Hawk smiled. Why did you ask me? I ask you because I think you're doing what the Chinese do, Mr. Hawk, these elite Chinese of yours. The Chinese can't beat us unless they break our spirit, so they play corrosive games the same way you do. I talked about this on my show. To them, a psychological victory is more important than a tactical or logistical one. Even when we discovered and rooted out their cyber attacks, exposed their artificial currency deflation, they withdrew and looked for another way in. Like you said, they haven't done anything significant for over a millennium. The only way they catch up is by making us doubt ourselves, by causing us to undermine ourselves. And you see me that way, Hawk asked? You flew me here, didn't you? For what? Not to inform, not to educate, and I'm guessing not to try and bribe. You just wanted to play. Remarkable, Hawk shook his head. Apart from overstating your market value, you see me in China as all that is bad, and you in America all that is good. What was it that Cervantes said? So educated but so misinformed? I wouldn't know, Jack said. I'm more of a Bible man myself, and I hold dear Proverbs 3:7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. I don't run my life by whim or presumption, but by evidence. We're all a work in progress. That's why I agree to come here, Jack Rose. Mr. Hawk, I want to thank you for your hospitality and the 50,000-mile checkup. Hawk's expression was as dark as the sky outside. You're not a work in progress, he said menacingly. You're finished. Pierre? The young man appeared at the top of the stairs. Pierre, see that the self-styled Vox Populi gets as far as possible, as quickly as possible. He looked at Jack for the last time. If the water here weren't just 10 meters deep, that is the direction I would choose to send you. Jack rose. That's okay. I know how to swim. Incidentally, what you just told me was the other business that brought me here. He looked down placidly at the hostile face of the titan of industry. I wanted to look in your eyes, know for certain that you'd kill to get your way. Only people I know, Hawk said. I want to be sure I'm doing the right thing. I'll make sure you get another chance, Jack said. Not advisable. But we're not finished. I think we are. Jack grinned. Then I guess you don't really know me. Hawk's body was tense as he stood and turned from Jack. This way, sir, Pierre, was at Jack's side between him and Hawk. His arm was extended toward the staircase. Jack walked ahead, the aide following closely like a mobile quarantine unit. The Aqua Riva speedboat was revved and waiting for him and sped away at once. Utako did not acknowledge him other than to wait until he was seated before instructing him. Well, anyway, you get the picture. It's really good. See, I put it aside like fine wine and it aged even better. A Time for War by Michael Savage. And let me just read you the back flap copy. You know what this book was dedicated to? The downing of the Chinook helicopter. And the first chapter is about that squad of Navy SEALs that was killed in Afghanistan. That's how the book opens. Of course, you wouldn't know it because it hasn't been reviewed anywhere, but a Chinook helicopter carrying a squad of Navy SEALs suddenly plummets to Earth in Afghanistan. See, that's how it starts. A time for war. The United States is under secret attack, and only Jack Hatfield, a popular TV host, hounded from his position by left-wing forces in the media for speaking the truth, suspects the danger of this lethal conspiracy. And on and on. Washington Times says, power fiction tinged with terrorism and intrigue, with an old-school rough-and-tumble journalist as its hero. And that is A Time for War by Michael Savage, author of Abuse of Power. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. You know I spend hours in the studio talking with guests, and I'm constantly meeting people. Hey, I don't want their bad breath, do you? Smart Mouth gets to the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get fresh, clean breath for 12 hours. Other mouthwashes, they only last, about an hour. So use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, fresh breath all night. No more morning breath. Smart Mouth for 12 hours of real clean breath. Do what I do. Look for the green and white box at stores everywhere.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
Owning and caring for a home comes with a lot of to-dos. Tune up the furnace, clean the gutters, remodel the kitchen. Whatever your home improvement need, Home Advisor can help you find a pro you can trust to get the job done right. Go to home.homeadvisor.com for instant access to top-rated pros in your area, including electricians, handymen, plumbers, whatever type of home pro you need. And Home Advisor is absolutely free to use. At Home Advisor, you don't have to search through a long list of pros. With just a few clicks, Home Advisor matches you with pros who provide the exact services you need. You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use the cost guide to find out what hundreds of other home projects cost in your area. And because Home Advisor knows it's important to find a pro you can trust in your home, they conduct background checks on their service professionals. It's just one of the reasons more than 25 million homeowners have used Home Advisor. Go to home.homeadvisor.com to find the right pro for your project. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
Is your well water staining your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here. HydroCare.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shop. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-514-5679.
You know, when it comes to protecting savings and retirement funds, today we can all take a lesson from old Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock always found the truth to be elementary, dear Watson. Well, guess what? Gold and silver coins are the most elementary and trustworthy form of money on earth. You need proof? Just check any periodic table of the elements and gold prices. Thanks to President Ronald Reagan, since 1986, the government has allowed U.S. gold and silver coins into tax-deferred retirement plans. This is perhaps the best offer you'll ever get from Uncle Sam in this life. Time. Simply convert your IRA or other plan into a Swiss America Precious Metals IRA, and eureka, you're covered. But don't delay. April 15th is approaching fast, and precious metal prices are moving. Call Swiss America, my best friends, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Yes, a precious metals IRA is elementary, my dear Watson. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. What are we playing now, Neil? Oh, gee, oh, gosh. It's 55 minutes after the hour. There's very little talk time left. It is very little. Well, the stock market's doing well. First ladies in China on your dime. Presidents nowhere to be found, but this we just found. You know how I jokingly say that the world is run by Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Spielberg? Why do you think I say it? Listen to this story. From the Hollywood Reporter, Steven Spielberg to honor President Obama at a Holocaust memorial. I cannot believe this. The most anti-Israel president since the founding of the nation will be honored by Steven Spielberg. Does it get any worse than this? Can you believe this? President Barack Obama is set to deliver remarks receiving an honor presented by Steven Spielberg at a Holocaust event the organization said Friday. This is a man who's committed to decimating Israel in every way. How in the world could Spielberg do this? Why? Because they live in their own world. That's why. And now you know why none of my great novels have ever been made into a movie. I mean, you know that Abuse of Power would have been a great movie. The Saving of the Golden Gate Bridge at the end, set in the Fine Arts Museum, set around San Francisco's North Beach, the restaurants. It's made for the movies. I'm a filmic person. I think filmically. I think pictographically. I mean, Abuse of Power would be a great movie. But the reason is because it's on a blacklist by Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Spielberg. And of course, not to mention Weinstein. Anything that's anti-American or anti-Bible, or that distorts or perverts American values, makes it to the big screen. It's the Savage Nation. Be here, be nowhere. I can write them. I don't care what they do.
Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Bloody. It is the Savage Nation. Michelle China Tour, heavy on sightseeing. Play the music. It's depressing, just depressing. The imperiousness of this couple is beyond comprehension. You know that most people out there, even those who despise the Socialist Administration, do not know that she is traveling to China and there's no press permitted, which is unprecedented, by the way. People who think that they know, claim that they're not low-information voters, so to speak, are ignorant of the fact that Michelle is traveling without reporters. Welcome to Savage Nation. On this website, which is really great, the White House dossier by Keith Koffler, you see Michelle China Tour, heavy on sightseeing. Pandas, Great Walls, the Forbidden City, ancient statues. First Lady Michelle Obama plans to pack in an exciting week of sightseeing during what is definitely not a vacation excursion with her daughters and her mother, who are on spring break, and her mother, who likes to go on Michelle's trips. The White House refuses to say how much it will cost you, according to the Old York Times. Well, I can reveal it here, a lot. A couple of Air Force planes, one for Michelle and one for her stuff. Security costs, staff, lodging for everyone. Pay up, suckers. But this is not a vacation. Please repeat it to yourself. This is not a vacation. I'll give you a moment. And on this official excursion, no reporters will be permitted to tag along, and Michelle won't be giving any interviews. You know, I would like to say again, the American taxpayers have had enough of Michelle Obama's abuses. I believe a bill should be presented to her, and she should be forced to pay it back when she's out of office with the millions and millions of dollars a year she will make in books and speaking engagements. I am really amazed how stupid the people are in this country, what they get away with. I really am amazed by this. But all right, this isn't the first time. Now, in the last hour, I did something I don't think I haven't done in a long time, maybe a year. I'd never read from my novels, but I think on a Friday, it's a fun thing to do, and I read from A Time for War, and many people had no idea that I could write so well, and they loved the book. So let's go to some of the callers who enjoyed that. Bobby on WABC, I think she's still holding. Bobby, go ahead, please.
Okay. I'll tell you, I knew you were educated, but I didn't realize that you were that fluent and able to express yourself in your writing.
You know, you learn a few things after writing 28 books. You pick up a few things here and there, Bobby. So I'll send you a free copy of A Time for War since you enjoyed it. The paperback is out, that's all. Who else do we have? Georgia, Internet, Laura, go. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, Michael. I wanted to be the next Savagette. I think we're up to 24.
Yep. I have 24 Savagettes. You'll be number 25.
Oh, okay, great.
I'll send you a free copy of A Time for War, since apparently you like the book. That's right. Since people don't want to buy it, since there's no picture of a man in a Revolutionary War hat holding a bunch of tea, it's very hard to sell anything unless it's in the most basic form. We become very much like Chinese peasants in the United States of America. Unless it's reduced to the simplest terms, nobody's interested in a thing. Oh, I shouldn't have hung up. Get Laura's address. If I had, instead of calling it A Time for War, what if I had called it A Time for Tea? And I had been pictured on the front cover in a hat looking like Paul Revere. Even though I created the Paul Revere Society in the era 1994, it's okay that Rush calls himself Rush Revere. It's okay that he is derivative of Michael Savage in so many important ways. I think he does good work. But what if I had called it A Time for Tea and pictured myself on the front cover, and then instead of it being 80,000 words and 420 pages, it was 12 pages and 1,400 words for children? Then I would say the average American could read such a book. That's what they're ready for. It's as simple as that. People don't want complexity. Maybe I should stop writing books that are so long. See, I grew up in another age where a book actually was a book rather than a screed of 12 words. WABC, Pauline, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. I enjoyed your excerpt from your book. I just had a suggestion. I would love it if you would do an audio of the book with your voice.
You know, I have not done any of my own audios. They usually farm it out to someone because my voice is so important to me. And for me to read 420 pages would exhaust me for a week or two on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Everybody would like to buy it on an audio book because they'd like to hear me reading it. You know what I'm saying? And I agree, it should be in my voice, but I can't do it. My voice just would burn out. So I will pass that on to the publisher, but I'll send you a free copy of the paperback version of A Time for War so that you can put it on your coffee table and get ready for my next book coming out in October just before the election. WABC, John, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. Love the Jack Hatfield series. Two quick questions. The symbolism of the clocks that Jack goes to repair and take care of, is that a throwback to your father's antique store?
That's really interesting. Yeah, in my first book, with Jack, I gave him a slight physical, I gave him a quirk. I said he has a slight case of Asperger's, remember? And that when he gets overwhelmed, he has to go into a private apartment that he keeps, a hidden apartment, that is filled with clocks that he repairs. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, sir.
You see, my hero had to be flawed, because no one's a superhero. Everyone that I know who's really a hero has a little something inside of them that doesn't work exactly right. And the clocks symbolize man in the sense that clocks often stop running for no reason. Clocks need to be cleaned. Clocks need to be wound up. You know what I'm saying? So it's an interesting symbol of man itself. That's why man invented the clock. Man invented the clock in order to represent himself. Everything on earth is a representation of man, by the way. So does that answer your question in an obtuse way? I don't know if I answered it directly.
Oh, it does. And then final question, does Abe Cohn pull a Jonah and make it back from the belly of the shark?
Oh, my God. I love San Francisco, who I can't say because it'll be a plot killer. He's terrific. He's the liberal to my other character. His antagonist is the special forces guy, Doc Mattson, and they would sit around the cafe or the restaurant in North Beach, and they'd always argue social issues. I love those dialogues. You know, unfortunately, I killed off Abe. No, he doesn't come back. And I really need a new foil. I need a new liberal foil for Doc. He doesn't exist anymore. That was actually a great point. I think it's in A Time for War, the Abe argument, isn't it, where he gets knocked off and thrown to the sharks?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, so you read both of the novels?
Once you pick them up, you can't put them down. Yes,
that's amazing.
Love them.
That's amazing. Drawn to the man by the trickle of blood from his ear, the shark pulled him from the rocky ledge. The dying man's arms flailed spasmodically, involuntary ticks are drowning, and blood loss caused his body functions to shut down. He was gone up to the waist in the second bite, and all that remained after the third rending swallow were a few stringy shards of flesh, sinking bone fragments and pieces of fabric. Even the bloody handkerchief was consumed. In less than a minute, the shark had moved on. The occupants of the boat had watched without expression. One of the men got out with a rifle and pistol. The boat would return later. You know that story. That's not about the hippie who gets thrown in the water. That's the Chinese who failed him when he gets thrown in the water for failing them in off the coast. So that's
not the honor.
Let me send you. I'm sorry. Ask again. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Doc the Mercenary takes revenge on that shark, and they have dinner in the restaurant at the end of the book.
Yeah, Doc eats shark's fin soup. No, that's a good... That's very funny. I actually know the real Doc. There's actually a real Doc who's a friend of mine, who this is modeled on. I've told him 100 times. I've glorified him in a book. He says, oh, come on. I said, no, there's a real guy like him in the real world. He's a friend of mine, a real guy like that. A real American hero. I didn't know that I actually had, you know, it's a funny thing being a writer and a talk show host. You don't even know anyone really listens to you or reads your books. I don't know, maybe I'm too cut off. I don't understand. I actually have readers. Somebody must buy the books if they're bestsellers. And somebody must listen to the show if the show is ranked so highly, number one in New York City on WABC. I mean, that's a fact of reality. In the Bay Area, it's soaring. And in other places, the ratings are up. Whether you want to believe it or not is your problem. The ratings are there for anyone to look at. But the thing is, when you do the show alone, which is what talk show hosts do, you're alone. You don't really know if there's an audience or not. And I don't know, maybe it should be like in the old days of radio, a studio with like 16 chairs, glass. I'm wearing a suit and tie with a, you know, and there's like people behind the glass. I guess I'm alone here. It's just me and the dog, and he's not even here today. Today's with the groomer. It's Monday and Friday. He goes with the groomer. So it's now me alone in a microphone. and my staff is in another location altogether. They're not even here. I'm looking at a green curtain. It's just me and a green curtain 4 feet from me. In that sense, it's like a virtual radio show. I don't even know if is there really an audience, or Neil, are you making these callers up in advance? He's making them up. They're just voices on a computer. No, that's what happens. There's a disassociation. I mean, you do need to meet your audience from time to time. Maybe a Yankee Stadium kind of thing, you know, where you get up and say that I'm the luckiest man on earth and everyone cries for the rest of their lives. Come on, that was a great line. I mean, that was one of the greatest lines on earth. I remember hearing about that when I was a kid. He was long dead, Lou Gehrig, but when he said, I consider myself the luckiest, that was very touching. Who wouldn't consider that one of the greatest lines and one of the most humble and touching lines in history by Lou Gehrig, who's announcing his retirement because he has the disease and ALS, and who wasn't touched by that? A man who's dying and says, I consider myself the luckiest man on earth. I mean, that taught me a lesson, incidentally. You talk about role models. Think of yourself as an 8 or 9 year old kid and you hear about a story like that. It teaches you so many things all at once compared to the garbage that we have now in sports. The junkies and the violence and the filthy mouths and the degenerate lifestyles. I mean, what kind of role models are these? Whatever. Don't get me started. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
She just looks that bowl squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
I've just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats.
The vitamins, the minerals,
it's got all the stuff in it that cats really like.
You don't even have to put food with the Dynavite. She will eat the powder right out of the scoop.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog.
She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Sammy, he's 13, 14 years old and running around a little bit more. His coat is a little bit softer and shinier.
Justin's eyes sparkle more. He bats at stuff. He kind of jumps around.
Daisy and Spooky have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again.
It is just the best Dynavite for cats.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Really? Yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free. and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hey, ugh, are you suffering from itchy skin? Ugh, it's worse than ever this winter. Hey, look, whatever your reason for itchy, uncomfortable skin, I'm sure you're like me. Use the same old products each year. You put on the oil, you don't get relief. It's terrible. The itch you can't seem to scratch, forget about it. Look, I want to challenge you to try something new. Tricom. It's not like the same old itch products in your medicine cabinet. Dermatologists recommend that Tricom relieves winter skin in minutes. It really works, so you're not scratching your skin all day. And Tricom is backed by the itch-free guarantee. Listen to this. If Tricom does not stop your itch, mail them the empty tube and they'll send you a full refund. You don't see those big companies doing anything like that, do you? When your skin is itching, when you're miserable and uncomfortable in your own skin, you want immediate relief that lasts. You can't shed your skin, so get Tricom right now. Tricom comes in a blue and white box in the first aid aisle at CVS, Walgreens, and other fine retailers. Pick up Tricom today. Number is 855-400-7282. Any topic is fair game. 855-400-7282. Let me entertain you with a soundbite from the war criminal, Madeleine Albright. I call her a war criminal, not in jest, because what she did when she was Secretary of State was considered a war crime by millions of Europeans. You've forgotten that because the very same media operatives are still running the show. She oversaw the bombing of every bridge over the Danube River and converting Serbia into a nation that it wasn't. The Serbians had not seen bombers over Belgrade since Hitler bombed them in 1941. Old Serbian men looked up at American planes that had been repainted with NATO markings as they bombed Belgrade, and they cried because they said the last time they saw bombers over Belgrade was when Hitler flew his Stuka bombers over the city in 1941. And here it was done by Bill Clinton, glorified by this hag, Madeleine Halfbright, and she got away with it. She went on to being a lobbyist for China. And so here she is now sticking her brisket into the situation with Putin. Listen to the brisket lady, Madeleine Albright, with the clock in clip one.
Well, I do think we need to be more vigilant. And those of us that have dealt with Putin know how he thinks. And he really is nostalgic and believes that he's some kind of a new czar.
And what are you, some kind of old hag? He's a new czar, and what are you, Madeleine? If we lived in a sane world, you'd be behind bars in The Hague for what you did. Here she is again, stirring the pot, taking time out from lobbying for China, in order to lecture us on what the situation really means, because we can't figure it out ourselves. Listen to clip two now.
We have a very short attention span. We have to see this as a long-term problem.
If we had a long attention span, you'd be in the slammer.
In the 90s to try to get Russia to be a part of the system. We did everything we possibly could. And I think that they now are in a process of isolating themselves. It is dangerous. This is a game changer.
Moron. Moron, only in America could a hag like this from Georgetown wind up as Secretary of State and still nasaling her way into every media outlet in America. Who is this hag? What does she know that I don't know? What does this old hag know that anyone with a brain doesn't know? This hag is telling us about Putin. Meanwhile, Putin is building up his Latin America presence, sending Navy ships and long-range bombers to the region for the first time in years. Russia's defense minister says the country, meaning Russia, is planning bases in Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. And just last week, Putin's national security team met to discuss increasing military ties in the region. Okay? It's been over three decades. Well, I can't even read the rest of the story. The Cold War has been restarted by this academic socialist administration, who are real good at scaring the American people. beating up the American people, busting out the American economy, these real dangerous academician leftists. Here they are, restarted the Cold War, and they get away with it. And any other time, they'd be impeached for this. There'd be an overthrow of the government. There would be an overthrow of the government through legal means if we lived in a sane democracy. This is a democracy. You have this clown, this skinny clown called Obama, going on a stupid television show to make jokes. And not one word about the fact that he was just slapped around by Putin, that all of his threats came to naught. What a world I'm living in. It's like an upside-down universe. And that's because we let this upside-down administration take control of our country. 855-47282. There are people in this city sitting in cafes collecting crazy checks, SDSI checks. They have never worked a day in their lives, but they're experts on politics. Meanwhile, they know about as much as world politics as Obama does, interestingly enough. Here is the leader of the so-called free world. A few days after Putin takes Crimea and he threatens him, the day his wife flies off to China, he goes on to some failed comedian show, and this is what he has to say in clip 6. Listen to this.
I don't know if you know this, but I was aiming to break your record of retweets, and I apologize for doing it, but I broke your retweet record.
You hear this?
I heard about that. I thought it was a pretty cheap stunt myself,
yeah, right.
Getting a bunch of celebrities in the background.
That's the only thing I could,
pizza.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? Don't you feel good knowing you have such a president, such dignity and gravitas that he brings to the office, isn't it? I mean, it really gives you a sense of power and accomplishment where he builds upon all of the greatness of the past. But of all the men who accomplish things and the women who have accomplished things in this country, to think that this is what the end line is, the last stop on the IRT, is Barack Obama talking about feeding pizza and tweeting with
Savage.
You know, when it comes to protecting savings and retirement funds, today we can all take a lesson from old Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock always found the truth to be elementary, dear Watson. Well, guess what? Gold and silver coins are the most elementary and trustworthy form of money on earth. You need proof? Just check any periodic table of the elements and gold prices. Thanks to President Ronald Reagan, since 1986, the government has allowed U.S. gold and silver coins into tax-deferred retirement plans. This is perhaps the best offer you'll ever get from Uncle Sam in this lifetime. Simply convert your IRA or other plan into a Swiss America Precious Metals IRA, and Eureka, you're covered. But don't delay. April 15th is approaching fast, and precious metal prices are moving. Call Swiss America, my best friends, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Yes, a precious metals IRA is elementary, my dear Watson. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN.
Owning and caring for a home comes with a lot of to-dos. Tune up the furnace, clean the gutters, remodel the kitchen. Whatever your home improvement need, Home Advisor can help you find a pro you can trust to get the job done right. Go to home.homeadvisor.com for instant access to top-rated pros in your area, including electricians, handymen, plumbers, whatever type of home pro you need. And Home Advisor is absolutely free to use. At Home Advisor, you don't have to search through a long list of pros. With just a few clicks, Home Advisor matches you with pros who provide the exact services you need. You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use the cost guide to find out what hundreds of other home projects cost in your area. And because Home Advisor knows it's important to find a pro you can trust in your home, they conduct background checks on their service professionals. It's just one of the reasons more than 25 million homeowners have used Home Advisor. Go to home.homeadvisor.com to find the right pro for your project. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
Is your well water staining your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet.
HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here. HydroCare.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shop. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-514-5679.
The first lady, so-called, taking a junket to China. And for the first time in history, I believe, in modern history, no press is permitted to travel with her. This is a shocking story that is worthy of buzzing around the nation. You talk about water cooler talk. You talk about people buzzing. It doesn't get any worse than this, or does it? Yes, it does, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. When you have an imperious presidency, as we have now, when you have an imperial presidency, as we do now, when you have a first lady who feels she can do anything she wants without anyone in the media saying a word because she owns them, this is what happens. This is what abuse leads to. Lord Acton wrote this during World War II. He wrote, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. It applies to Barack Obama. It applies to Michelle Obama. It applies to Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, Harry Reid, Joe Biden, and the entire Democrat Socialist administration leadership. They are suffering through absolute power, and it has corrupted them absolutely. That's number one. Anything but the airplane, the missing plane, and the missing president, because we know where the president is. He's hiding. He's hiding out of humiliation because Putin has outsmarted him and outmachoed him, has outmoved him. So we really should be talking about the missing first lady. What is she doing in China? Give me 10 theories on what Michelle is doing in China, which would warrant no press to travel along with her. I mean, you could even be a mentally ill liberal and figure out that something is wrong here, that she's up to no good. What is she being sent to China to do that would prohibit the press from traveling with her? I mean, do we have the right to ask, or is it, let us say, racist to even ask the question? All right, so if it's racist to ask the question, let me ask it another way. What if she were not of African heritage and it was a white first lady traveling to China with her daughters, with her mother now, with an entourage of, what, 50, 70 aides, and no press is allowed? Tell me what the New York Times would be saying today. Tell me what the Pinchy Sulzberger's boys would be saying today. Tell me what the old York Times would be reporting today, that the old lady would be, the first lady would be traveling without any press. Tell me. Not a lot of talk about that? Missing plane families protest against so-called Malaysian authorities. Oh, this is another big story. Listen to this one. Eric Holder shook down Toyota for $1.2 billion. That caught my eye. It's the biggest settlement I've ever seen from an auto company in my life. $1.2 billion. Here it is. I caught that this morning, and I said, this is amazing. So-called Justice Department announces $1.2 billion settlement with Toyota. Attorney General Eric Holder announces a $1.2 billion settlement with Toyota over its disclosure of safety problems. Toyota has reached a $1.2 billion settlement with the U.S. government that ends a four-year criminal investigation into the automaker's response to safety issues. Attorney General Eric Holder announced Wednesday. Where does that money go? Where does the $1.2 billion go? Tell me where the money goes. Who gets the money? Now you say, well, they deserve it because this, that. Well, read the whole story. You'll find out maybe they don't deserve it. And, you know, here's a reason for it that you may not understand. Remember one of the first things this administration did was take over General Motors. Remember that? It's plain old competition. They're just trying to drive the competition out of business. It's that simple. You know why the average American doesn't care about things like this? Because they can't care. They know that they have lost their democracy. They know they found out 10 years ago sending an email or a letter to so-called the representatives had no impact whatsoever. They know that the government is immune from them. They know that the gangsters called the government, the corrupt gangster puppets, are above the law, and they know that we have no one watching out for us. So they give up and they don't care. That's all. I don't blame the average person for not caring. I have family members who are very intelligent and reasonably successful who pay no attention to politics. They don't want to know about it. They just don't want to know about politics. They can't take it anymore. They feel it makes no difference. And they're 100% wrong. That's the road to the end of America. It makes every difference in the world. Uh-oh, I see a drone outside my window. Do you hear it? Neil, can you hear it? You hear the roar? Wow, I opened the window. You hear there's a... Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a toy plane. I must have picked that up from Diane Fong. It's a pink helicopter. That's right. Beaten Obama turns his back on the world. Who wrote this one? Oh, Michael Goodwin. He writes very good editorials. The words came out of my mouth before I could stop them. I feel sorry for Obama, I said, as my wife looked at me in disbelief. I quickly added a correction, well, almost. Well, I don't feel bad for Obama. I feel that Obama should be impeached, number one. I think he should be thrown out of office, number two. I mean, this debacle with Russia is only the last of a long line of reasons the man is not ready for prime time and never was. When he became president, the guy was on training wheels. And they took the training wheels off the bicycle a little too soon. So they gave him a two-wheeler, and he fell off. He fell off many times. And they still give him the bicycle back with a helmet. I don't feel bad for him. I feel bad for the country that there is no mechanism in place for a failed leader like this to be walked out of office. You know, when a corporate executive... a middle executive, a lower executive, a worker is fired. Do you know that they don't even give them notice anymore? They come to work and their security card doesn't work. And then the guard comes out and gives them a box with their pathetic possessions on the sidewalk. I think Barack Obama needs to have his security clearance pulled. Why? Because he never should have been granted one to begin with. Let me explain that, in case you missed it 5 years ago. When Barack Obama became president, I wrote in my book, Trickle Down Tyranny, that owing to his past associations with known communists such as Bill Ayers and others, he could not have gotten the security clearance necessary to become an FBI agent or a guard, a Secret Service guard, if you want to put it that way, that normally would be required in order to become a Secret Service agent or FBI agent. He could never become an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent owing to his background. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you have any idea the serious trouble we're in all these years later? She said, well, now it's coming home to roost. And so where's the mechanism to remove him? Where is the mechanism to have the man resign or step down? There is none, because we don't live in a democracy. We live in a dictatorship punctuated by the semblances of a democracy every several years. The clowns let us think that we have some power. But the fact of the matter is, I have no sadness for him. It's all his left-wing utopian fantasies that are coming to the forefront right now. And he has to understand that he has restarted the Cold War, and that he's also decimated the Arab Crescent. If you look at the Arab Crescent which runs from Libya through Egypt, you could throw in Syria, which is not part of the Arab Crescent, but you get the picture. He set it on fire. He's turned Israel into one of our antagonists, and he has made Iran, by lifting the sanctions against Iran, he has permitted them to redouble their sale of oil and fuel their arms buildup. Do you have any idea what this man is doing? He's upsetting the entire world. He's setting the whole world on fire. And it's all because of his utopian, academic utopian absurdities. But it's not him alone. Make no mistake about it. The four horsewomen of the apocalypse around him are worse than he is by a land mile. And two of them now are on the way to China on a secret mission. Secret mission. Let's see what else is in the news. Russell Crowe meets the Pope. I thought the Pope wasn't going to meet him to promote that movie. I thought the Pope said no. No, wait a minute. Oh, they're just pumping a movie, right? I guess Katzenberg must have sent a big donation. The Noah Star 49, director Aaron Aronofsky, and these were seated in the official VIP section for the weekly Papal General Audience Reports deadline. Earlier in the week, Variety claimed the meeting had been canceled by the Vatican over fears that Crowe's presence would cause a spectacle. Crowe lobbied hard for a meeting with the Pope in hopes that he might lend his support to his new movie. You hear this? I can't believe this. That's unbelievable. He wants to use the Pope for a movie? That's amazing. They have no shame. I mean, when you look at Hollywood and you see what Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg get away with, you understand what shamelessness is. What's the movie? What do I have to go to a movie and see this moron in a movie about Noah? Go read the Bible about Noah. I see this idiot. What do I care what portrayal Aronofsky made of the movie, of the biblical story? Give it Aronofsky's version of Noah, right? It's going to supersede the Bible now. You see the story about the $2 million Tibetan Mastiffs? Chinese businessman pays $2 million for a Tibetan Mastiff puppy. At first, I thought that they were, what's that dog, the one that bit me, Tippy, was a Par Chow, like a red color. I had a dog as a child. Oh, don't ask, it bit me down to the bone. But I was partly responsible. I looked like a Mastiff. The Mastiff looks like a Chow on steroids. Looks like he took Arnold Schwarzenegger's cocktail. He's in a new movie. You know, God bless him. He's making a buck again. Who's going to go see him in an action movie? That's like watching Steven Seagal in an action movie today. I loved Steven Seagal in his heyday. In the 90s, are you kidding? Remember those movies? The hand moves, that Tai Chi, whatever he did? When he always broke the bad guy's hand, bending it backwards. I mean, who didn't get a thrill out of that? That big guy, the way he could move, then move the hand backwards and crack it off at the elbow. You know, you had a cheer. So now you got Liam Neeson is sort of the new Steven Seagal with the movie Taken and Taken 2. Taken was good. Taken 2 was not so good. All right, you can always have to suspend to enjoy a movie. Katzenberg, Matzenberg, Hatzenberg knows that. We suspend a belief for an hour and a half. That's okay. We accept that. I mean, we've suspended our belief system for 4.5 years saying this nightmare will soon be over. Just like Steven Seagal, okay, you suspend belief for a while to watch him break people's arms and shoot many people. You know, in real life, that couldn't happen. All right, it's a movie. It'll be over in 90 minutes. You enjoyed it. Now you got Liam Neeson and Taken, Taken 2. You suspend belief, like any action movie, right? You suspend belief for the time of the movie, then you walk out there, go back to reality. We have suspended our belief for 4.5 years that this presidency is real with what he gets away with. For 4.5 years, we've watched Eric Holder commit one criminal act after another, and we suspend our belief system saying that the next one will get caught. The reason is they're not getting caught is because we have no opposition party. When did you come to understand we're living in a dictatorship? When did you finally come to understand that there's a Democrat or Republican party to choose from? When? When you joined the Tea Party. That's when. Then you find a lot of them are corrupt. Yeah, a lot of them are just as corrupt. Just like once you get power and once you get money, watch out. It becomes the same thing. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. You know I spend hours in the studio talking with guests, and I'm constantly meeting people. Hey, I don't want their bad breath, do you? Smart Mouth gets to the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get fresh, clean breath for 12 hours. Other mouthwashes, they only last, about an hour. So use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, fresh breath all night. No more morning breath. Smart Mouth for 12 hours of real, clean breath. Do what I do. Look for the green and white box at stores everywhere.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC and Walgreens, but you can only get your complimentary sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Really? Yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hello, people. Ty Bollinger here, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. There is a drug-resistant superbug, Perfect Storm, that's on a collision course with mankind. Infections that were previously treatable are returning with a vengeance. The rise of the superbugs is here, much to our chagrin. This fact, associated with the end of the age of antibiotic drugs, is rapidly approaching. Drugs are quickly becoming increasingly irrelevant as bacteria and microorganisms have learned to evolve and outsmart these drugs. But there is a solution. I've seen it firsthand. You must obtain Carnivora. That's CARNIVORA.com. Used successfully by a U.S. president in 1985. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. I'm urging you to try Carnivora. You must protect yourself and your loved ones now. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY today.
As we wind our way into the end of hour number three of the Savage Nation, before you turn your radio off, I'm going to give you all the news headlines before you dash off on your long weekend. Here's MichaelSavage.com for you. Savage tells Obama, just insure all of Mexico and make us pay for it. That's right. It's the sound piece, and it's got a nice picture. Just insure all of Mexico and make the morons in America pay for it. And then I add a little tagline. A brothel owner couldn't have busted America out at a faster rate than this Democrat president. Putin looks to Asia as West threatens to isolate Russia. And, of course, without the cuckoo clock, there would be no Nancy Pelosi. Or shall I say, without Nancy Pelosi's sound bites, we wouldn't need the cuckoo clock. Because Nancy Pelosi says Obamacare is a winning issue for Democrats. Okay, that's interesting. Because that's at odds with every other Democrat. Let us say any other Democrat who has sanity or is not senile. I don't know how to put it. I'll let you figure it out. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi predicted Thursday that Obamacare would be a winning issue for her party in elections this year. That's really bizarre. This no-surrender position is at odds with that of most of her own troops, who have voted for many of the House-passed tweaks to major changes in the health law. And by the way, there's huge Democratic dissent coming from vulnerable senators seeking re-election in conservative states. Well, okay. What can I say to you? It's Nancy Pelosi. Would you expect sanity and rationality? Okay. A court run by a psycho judge in New York City says two lady teachers who had sex with each other in class can't be fired. Now, I don't mean they did it in front of the students. After all, they were very demure about it. They went to a closed classroom and took off their clothing and got it on with each other, the two girl teachers did, and that wasn't considered vulgar or vile or violating any rules because they did it on their own time. You see, it wasn't in front of children, yet, according to the New York City judge. All right. Meanwhile, Savage is the top host on WABC in New York. Check it out. It's real. Ayatollah says the Islamic Messiah will behead Western leaders. They believe in an end-time scenario. Oh, if we only had a real president. Oh, God, if we only had a macho president to save us from this internal decay and this external threat. Wow. First genital mutilation prosecution in Britain. That's, of course, not amongst Irish nuns. Genital mutilation occurs amongst the fabulous, wonderful, incomparable Muslim community. You listening? The first ever prosecutions under the Female Genital Mutilation Act have been announced by the Crown Prosecution Service. Dr. Dahunasan Dharmasena from the Whittington Hospital in North London and another man, Hassan Mohammed, are to be charged in connection with an incident following a birth. It is alleged that the doctor carried out the clitorectomy after being encouraged and aided by Mr. Mohammed. How's that for a wonderful immigration group? Now you know why they're calling it Londonistan. 30 more years, and there'll be no London anymore. And this is what happens when you have cowards and punks running a country. I have nothing more to say. I have nothing but contempt for the weaklings who run England. Also on MichaelSavage.com for today's news headlines. In the Quran, it is written that it is every Muslim's obligation to wage jihad. Oh, by the way, did I tell you that Mrs. Obama, her daughters, and her mother-in-law and 70 assistants are in China with no news coverage permitted? After all, they're entitled to a spring break. And why shouldn't you pay for it? The husband stayed home and said, hey, let's insure all of Mexico with Obamacare. And she took another lavish vacation, and no one says a word. Savage dominates Hannity in key cities. Yes, it's happened again. Yes, it's happened again. Meanwhile, in China, Michelle Obama says human rights are off the agenda. She's only there for a fun vacation at your expense. At the same time, stocks are setting a new record. That's right. The new study says violent video games encourage racist, aggressive attitudes towards blacks. No kidding. Putin eyes Latin America. Five things he might do next. What might he do next? Well, there's no one to stop him.
Savage.